Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
All our hard work cannot make us blessed. You can't bless yourself, but the blessing of the Lord. You know, just in my few years of walking with the Lord, I've experienced different degrees of this. But the more fully you follow Him, and the more you please Him, the more you live in His manifested pleasure. The more aware you are. He loves you, even when you're acting like a heathen. Even when He is completely displeased with what you're doing. And somebody said, well, you know, no, Jesus already paid the price, so He's pleased with me all the time. That's reasoning, not revelation. You have been accepted. Your name's in the book. Don't think He doesn't know if you're rebelling against Him. Didn't say you were lost. Didn't say you had to make an additional sacrifice. It's there, but if you don't want to be with Him and you don't want to please Him, you don't care what He thinks, well, that's an issue between you and Him.
That's right.
And He'd like to do more for you, but you're not in a receiving mode.
Yeah.
Oh, but friend, when you obey Him and follow Him all the way, you sense His presence in ways that other people don't.
Yeah.
He loves them too, but they're not letting Him do it for them.
Right.
Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
He gives you the ability. You know, with His presence, you can have a half a cup of water and a cold piece of cornbread.
Right.
And feel like you're on cloud nine, man. I mean, like you are so elated because this is something money can't buy. This is something things cannot accomplish in you. Look in the 5th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 5. And 18, I think, is where we'll start. Again, this is the complete Jewish Bible again. This is what I have seen to be good and comely. It's appropriate for a person to eat, drink, and enjoy the good that results from all his work that he engages in under the sun, for all the days of his life that God has given him for this allotted portion. Also, everyone to whom God has given riches and wealth. Does God do that?
Yes.
Riches and wealth. Along with what?
Power.
Along with what?
Power.
He didn't just give you the riches and wealth.
Right.
What else did he give you?
Power.
The power to enjoy. What kind of power is it? What power? The power to enjoy it? That's the blessing.
That's good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say the power to enjoy it. So that he takes his allotted portion and finds pleasure in his work. This is a gift of God.
Yes.
Not just the stuff, but the power to enjoy it.
Yes.
That's the gift of God. That's the blessing of the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the prime thing every house needs. We must stop pulling on each other. I know when I first got into ministry, I counseled with some Rhema student, married couples that were having problems and others. I began to see a recurring theme. Remember one couple I was sitting across the desk from one day, and she was saying to him, they had gotten kind of animated about it, and they said, she was saying, you don't give me what I need. And he interrupted and said, well, you don't give me what I need. I need this, and I need, and she said, well, I need this, and you never do this, and you never say this. He said, well, you never do this, and both of them are saying, I need. Neither one is giving anything. So there's nothing to receive. All there is I need, and it's believing a lie that that person can fulfill you and give you the power to enjoy life. There is no such human being that can fulfill you in your life and give you the power from now on to enjoy life. There is no such human person alive, and there won't be. Only your Creator, only your Father God has the power to enjoy life. And that's why everybody who has become fixated and infatuated with someone and imagines that now I will be happy forever will always be disappointed soon. And this is our Valentine's Day. You will have a lot better Valentine's Day if you quit pulling on each other. Is that right? If you stop demanding and I need and nobody's giving anything, there's nothing to receive. Oh, but friend, when the husband is complete in God and the wife is complete in God without the husband, the husband's complete in God without the wife. Can you see this or not? And they're fellowshipping with Him and they're full of good things. They got something to give. Can you see that? To each other. Nobody's pulling and making demands. Both parties giving. This makes for enjoyment of life. You can enjoy things. This is the blessing. The strife, the anger, the emptiness, that's the curse, isn't it? That's letting the devil just come into your house and manifest. We should never have screaming fits and hitting each other and breaking furniture. I don't mean you get it down to once a year. I mean never, never. This is never supposed to happen. People say, well, yeah, but this is the way we grew up at home. Well, you're a new creature now. You've been born again. No, people keep yielding the wrong stuff, and people keep doing what they can get away with. But it makes for a miserable life. And it ain't God. It's not God doing it to anybody. Can you see in the curse, broken relationships, lost children, mental anguish? What is that? Help me out. What is that? That's part of, I mean, we're not, this is not theorizing or guessing. We saw it in the Scripture. Is that right? We read it for ourselves in Deuteronomy 28. It is part of the curse of the law. Tell me the good news. Tell me the good news. We've been redeemed from all the curse of the law. I don't have to have this. Don't settle for misery and disrespect and yelling and screaming, not enjoying your children, not enjoying sons and daughters. It's kind of quiet. I didn't say you had to have all the answers in your head. I said, don't settle for that. You can do that right now. Right? You, in your heart, you can say, I'm not settling for that. Right. Couldn't you?
Yes,
I'm not settling for that. Lord, what we need to pray it actually. Everybody here, everybody watching online, say it out loud. Father God,
I believe your word.
These awful things
are part of the curse of the law.
I choose to believe you. You've redeemed us from this. I ask you, show us how. What changes to make so that we can enjoy our families, each other, with you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Is that His will? Will He show us? He will. Got to be willing to make some changes too, though, now. Right? Sometimes it's as simple as this. Shut up.
That's right, bro.
It can be as simple as that. Sometimes you're getting all wound up and you'll start to open your mouth. The Spirit of God will say, shh, be quiet. And now we're going to find out if you're really serious about this or not.
Right.
Be quiet. And that can be tough, depending on the situation. Saying nothing, doing nothing can be tough. Let me remind you, you go to Psalm 127, please, and I'll remind you of Deuteronomy 28:41. And if you're serious about this, mark this verse. This is specific, what you've been redeemed from. You'll beget sons and daughters. You won't enjoy them. They'll go into captivity. That's a curse. You've been redeemed from that. You don't have to have that. Get a picture of the blessing. Psalm 127 and Psalm 128. Well, I'm moving a little too quick. Go to Psalm 68. Let me work my way to 127. Psalm 68, verse 5. Not having a good family and not enjoying your family is a curse. It's a curse. And the Lord went to great lengths and paid a great price to deliver us from that. Notice in Psalm 68, 5, God is he's a father of the fatherless. You know, you hear sometimes people say, well, I never had a father. Are you born again?
Yes.
Well, then never say that again. You got a father. You got the best one there's ever been. He's a judge of the widows. That means somebody that stands up for the widows. God in his holy habitation, God sets, in verse 6, the solitary in families. If you say, well, I have nobody, you need to get a hold of this verse right here. You have a word from the Lord. If you feel like you have been all alone, read it out loud. Say, God sets the solitary in what?
Families.
In families. There's a great church family right here.
Yes.
These teams are families, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
There's all kind of opportunity, but notice the problem. He brings out those that are bound with chains, but the what? Rebellious are going to dwell, live and stay in a dry land. If you won't listen to anybody, you'll wind up alone and lonely.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me